This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Shining. Another day dawns. What's on your mind is on your radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. Asking the question we ask every day, what is on your mind? Dial us up and tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind, Todd?
We have one or two dead phone lines we're trying to chase down here. Sorry,
we had some earlier today. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
what's going on with phone lines? We lost a bunch this morning.
First is the postal system. Now it's the phone lines.
I'll start over while you give me the answer. I said, what's on your mind? Hey, it's fixing your phone lines.
That's what's on my mind.
Yeah, exactly.
How come I can't get a dial tone? How come our phone number doesn't work?
Texter just said
it's a few down the hall, but still, it's like. Oof.
Texter says it's payday. That's
hey, there you go.
Yeah, exactly right. 800-228-0550. Call us. Tell us what's on your mind. 701-258-0550.
Blowing snow.
Blowing snow is on your mind now?
Yeah.
Okay. You can text Todd or me. Where's my ding, 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 ding? The grammar police ought to be handing out attaboys.
Every time you do something right, Scott?
I do, yeah. Well, when you dole out the buzzer for the opposite, yes, I do.
I didn't have it ready. I wasn't ready for you to do something that warranted the bell or the buzzer this early, but okay.
Thank you, Daddy Todd. Thank you. The buzzer.
I haven't been called that lately.
The buzzer.
My daughter's in her mid-20s.
The buzzer and the bells, right at Todd's second call. That's
there
when we
go.
Do bad things.
For demonstration purposes only. Scott didn't do anything wrong there, just so we're clear.
Exactly right. All right, you could text Todd, 226-8503, 226-8503, or me, 701-367-2054. Make sure you put that in your speed dial. There are many days I forget to say the numbers at all, and people are calling and people are texting, obviously, because they're faithful listeners, and we appreciate that very much. But that'd be the best way to have it right there, so you don't have to wait for me to say it. But we love hearing from all of our listeners anytime we can do it. We've had a busy week here on What's on Your Mind. I was just sort of recapping the week. We started with a lot of legislative things to talk about, and the trespassing bill prompted a lot of conversation, and it has since the beginning of the session. Going back, talking about private property rights, I had some people come up yesterday to say, hey, I hunt and I own land, and let me tell you, whatever hunters you're hearing from are outnumbering those of us that believe landowner rights come before hunters' rights. That was a way of saying I'm not exactly all wrong in prioritizing there. In other words, North Dakota is not North Dakota that it is today without the ability to hunt and fish. I get that. It's part of our DNA. I love it. But I also think more and more as we encroach on private property rights, scary time. So we've got to balance those two. And I think they've actually come up with a great compromise in this 2315. I do. I mean, I think the idea that, look, if somebody doesn't have it, we talked a lot about, well, how are people going to participate if they don't have a smartphone, they don't have access to a computer? So I like that. We always deal with the 3%, you know, that make up, the issue. But nonetheless, you're right. Some people won't have access to the phone or smartphone or the computer. But guess what? Then nothing changes. It's just like it is now, where it's open. So if they don't, that's the default position. So, I think they've got a good compromise. I really do. We talked a little bit about the Prairie Dog Bill. know what's interesting about the Prairie Dog Bill, and this is basically, if you remember the surge funding, where it came from a special fund, it's called the SIF fund, but it's oil funds, oil revenue, dedicated into a bucket for infrastructure. And a few years back, there was an effort to send infrastructure dollars to where those dollars are generated. Now, by the way, of the surge fund, one-third went to places like McKenzie County, Watford City, epicenter of oil. One-third went to the North Dakota DOT, and one-third went to non-oil-producing counties. So not all the surge funds went to the area. But I think we all agree the golden goose of North Dakota's tax revenue is oil and gas production. That's the golden goose you cannot touch, okay? So what continues to worry me about the plan that was designed, with good intentions, Senator Rich Ordner is an architect of this. Al Carlson was involved later as part of the Eastern North Dakota piece of that. It was used as a campaign tool for legislators in the last campaign. I get all that. I wish I'd have paid more attention to it when it was rolled out, because I think I would have said at the time, sounds like a good idea, but what's the criteria for doling out the money? When you're, I talked to somebody today, a House member who voted for this, and said, I've got some real problems with it. When we're sending the money to every city, county, and township, regardless of whether they're asking for it, to the tune of $230 million a biennium, and there's no sunset clause on this right now. It's indefinitely. That's not fiscal conservatism. That is a four-alarm fire. Now, does that mean that I don't want critical infrastructure taken care of in the state? Of course not. That's what it's fun. That's what it's for. How about a competitive bid grant for the infrastructure? So there's some criteria to say, okay, we have a lot of infrastructure needs. Let's prioritize, put in the competitive bid grant for these dollars, and we'll get critical projects funded. Maybe go that route. And to think you can obligate this biennium, biennium after biennium, I mean, even the mayor of Fargo told me he's worried that the $300 million that they need for their diversion project from the state can't come because $230 million is going to everybody. So I just think it was a rush. And trust me on this one thing. You know, some people once in a while, they say, well, who's whispering in your ear, Scott? You're just saying what you're saying because somebody's whispering in your ear. Somebody actually called and said that. Remember that, Todd? About a week ago or so. I don't remember what the issue was, but they said I was just saying what I was saying because powerful people were whispering in my ear is what they said. And I explained that, look, guilty. A lot of powerful people whisper in my ear. And, you know, when you say powerful, no politician is what I consider, you know, powerful, but I get what they mean.
I want to be very clear that it wasn't me either.
Here's the deal. Anybody that wants to influence anything would be kind of a dodo brain if they didn't try and inform and maybe persuade members of the media to a particular side. I get that. The people that are for this, I like, I respect. Many are friends of mine. Many are mad at me right now. You're hurting the West. What are you doing hurting the West? Why would you do that? Well, if we have to dole out tons of money, Castleton East, to take care of the West, you know, and of course there's been, the League of Cities has not handled this well. Blake Crosby is, you know, I've heard a dozen plus stories of, you know, you better be for this or else, or you don't talk or else, or you don't, you know, and you better get in the room because, you know, you've got to send a powerful message and all that. But there's a lot of very honorable people in the middle of this as well, you know. Jeff Simon and his crew, Ron Ness Petroleum Council, and again, other folks, you know, Rich Warder. But the point is, it needs some reform, and I'm counting on the Senate to do it. Or I'm just here to tell you folks, I'm not going to pretend that we have a fiscally conservative legislature when we don't. Sorry. Now, do I think Democrats would be better? Of course not. It'd be way worse. But conservatives should be conservatives. And when they're not, we should call it out, regardless of whether we get the goodies or not. And I will always do that. Because, you know, when things just go like they go, and, you know, you're going... I've said before, and people get mad too, and I say this, sometimes when there's too many Republicans in a particular area, then it's just easy not to have any critical thinking. All of a sudden, they're liberals. They're spending like crazy. So I'm proud of what we did on at least asking a few questions on that. I will admit it was late. Probably should have started before it did. Just one of those things it didn't get to. And then when I start seeing the details, I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. So we're going to watch that one. Of course, the last couple of days, North Coast Safety Council is a blast. Anytime you're saving lives and preventing injuries and having those conversations, it's just fun. And the atmosphere there is wonderful. They put on a great event. Keynote address, wrap it up. The event is happening as we speak, so still last chance to get there. This bombshell news we have from Senator Kevin Cramer, who's going to join us next hour, is also news. His letter to the Secretary of Homeland Security saying, hey, the Corps of Engineers is not going to build the wall on time and on budget. So we better do something different. We asked Senator Hovind about that yesterday. We have a clip of that conversation. We'll play the whole interview Monday for you. I also asked him a key question I think ought to consume the majority of our days, and that is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do while we have a bit of uncertainty left on the trade world for farmers and ranchers? I mean, there's a lot that lies in balance on the trade side. What can we do? And I'm going to ask him that, too. So let's go. Your questions, comments next on What's on Your Mind.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Take your wireline career to the next level at NBI Energy Services. NBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, NBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. NBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we are grateful. We thank the good Lord daily for all of our fine listeners here on the program. Just having too much fun here. It's just a blast to chat with you every day, and you could tell me what's on your mind. And farmers and ranchers, I'm serious about that question I asked before the break. I'm going to ask you. All right, there's you know, challenges. You know that. And, you know, the good news is, for the better part of the last 20, 15 years at least, there's not been a lot of challenges, right? But they've sort of zoomed back here in the last number of years. Perfect world, you've got, you know, the magic wand. What do you do? I asked Senator Hovind about that, and we're going to play that in a little bit. But I want your take on that as well. What can be done? Obviously, you want these trade deals done, and write and ask him about a timeline on that. But I'm also curious, just not necessarily even in the interim, because that's hopefully going to be very short, but long-term, just what can be different? Do we, you know, every time there's a hurricane, all hands on deck, you know, FEMA descends, the whole, you know, the whole deal, the apparatus of the federal state government comes together. It's an emergency. We got to get our arms around this. That's great. We're helping neighbors in need. We don't do the same for the ag world. So I don't exactly get it. Texter says this hunting issue manifested with the decline of the small farm. Something to think about. Well, let's define the small farm. And I don't think that the fact that there are better, smarter, larger, more savvy North Dakotans farming a little more land than their ancestors did is somehow bad. I just think it's like a, you know, going from, I don't know, you know, the first Ford F-150 pickup to where that we are now, you know? The first Chevy pickup till now. Be my take. I mean, look what Todd Mitchell drives, for crying out loud. You know,
Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, or GMC Sierra. I've had a Cadillac.
Yeah, you know, from there. 20 years ago, they didn't make them like that. So things change, and you're able to cover more ground and do more things. So.
I used to have to go off with a key and start the car.
I'm going to go to the phones here, I promise. But first, let me tell you about Chose Investments. For more than 40 years, they have been bringing plans to life and making dreams come true. And how do they do that? Expertise, great service. So if you're buying or selling land, if you're leasing office space, you're developing office buildings, they know the properties, they know the market. When you look to the future, look to Chose Investments. Online at choseinvestments.com, KJOSinvestments.com. Into a whole lot of ag land at some point, into great commercial developments. All right. Leah and Benedict, you're first to go with what's on your mind. On the phones, we got lots of folks texting us what's on their mind. What's on yours?
Yes. Hi there. Good morning. I just want to give a heads up of who may own interest in your land if you sign one of these wind farm leases. The Russo New Frontier wind farm that went up and running in the fall of 18.
Hang on a second, Leah. I want to understand what you're saying. Back up one sec. You're saying you want to know who would have interest in your land if you leased to whom?
A wind farm.
Okay, so obviously you're signing a contract with the person, so you would know who has interest in your land, right?
At that time. But they can sell it to anybody they want. And in the case of this Russo New Frontier wind farm, it was immediately bought up with tax equity financing from J.P. Morgan in exchange for them owning Class A interest in the farm. And so, landowners, you are now in partnership with that entity that actually originated and still owns a good share of the fake news regime. If you don't know where fake news came from, I'll tell you it was J.P. Morgan, and they still own it. And they are self-proclaimed one-world government globalists. And it is documented in March of 1915, recorded in the Congressional Record, that J.P. got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States. A sufficient number of them turned out to be 25 to control generally the policy of the daily press in the United States. And they purchased the contract, selected the editors, and that contract is in existence at present time. And if you don't mind, who, and it could be even George Soros, purchases ownership of that original contract in your property, go ahead and sign a wind lease, because anybody can, they can sell that to anybody they want after the fact. And that's the origination of fake news in our country. And it has swayed events, including the origination of World War One. At that time, they started swaying public opinion, and they knew exactly what they're doing. And it is they are self-proclaimed.
I think what you're
forward that they are one world government globalists.
Sorry to interrupt, Leah, but I got to get a word in edgewise here. I think that what you described seems very plausible, right? I wouldn't doubt you're telling us exactly what you've seen there and been reported. And if you're a ginormous entity like J.P. Morgan, of course you'd want to try and control more of the media and do more of that. Where I have a little bit of a problem to think that it is, it's not something that they can push one button at J.P. Morgan headquarters and all of a sudden, robots in every newsroom now do that. That one's a little bit of a stretch because a lot of people would have to be in on that conspiracy. You know what I mean? But I don't doubt the premise is right, and they tried to do it and probably succeeded in a lot of places and did it. I'm having trouble understanding why that concern connects to your concern of the wind farm. You're saying if they own a piece of that, you wouldn't want them because they're bad actors, or?
Yeah. If we would have sold a wind lease to one of these farms, they would now have ownership in my land, and I don't even think I could tolerate that idea.
Yeah, I mean, then I guess if I were you, I would say if I'm leasing land, then I want to know who owns it, and if you sell it, then you got to come back and sign off, you know? I mean, it's your land, so I wouldn't be afraid to, do what you need to do there. Appreciate the call, though, Leah. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Texter says, what's the cost for the app database for property owners' land? I don't imagine they're going to charge for that for the state, but I don't know. I don't know that we know that. I know that there is, provisions in the bill for it to be designed and all that to come out, but I don't know if they're planning on revenue. Good question, though. We'll ask. Lots of questions to ask on that one for sure. Let's see here. I'm going through. Oh, there I am. I was at the vote for this bill and listened to pros and cons, emailed my representatives to vote no, but they voted yes. Very disappointed. What bill, I wonder? Not sure if you're talking about the one I was talking about the time you sent that text over. Send us another note. We'll check that. All right, we have more as well, and other calls coming in. 258-0550. 258-0550. Brought to you in part today by the energy of North Dakota. I'm telling you what, folks, there is an amazing renaissance going on. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America, and between our talents and innovations and technologies and producers and communities working together, there's a sustainable future generation after generation can build on. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Gerald Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're less than a week away from President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, this to be held in Vietnam. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says U.S.-North Korean relations have already come quite a way.
We were at great odds with North Korea. We're finally making progress. We're not seeing missiles being tested and flying over other countries. The remains are coming home. The hostages were released.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. House Democrats are introducing a bill today to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president declaring that emergency last week to get funds for a border wall after not getting it from Congress. Democrats say the emergency declaration is an overreach of the president's power, and their bill will try to terminate the declaration. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I can remember when you fit in the palm of my hand. You felt so good in it, no bigger than a minute. How it amazes me, you're changing with every blink, faster than a flower blooms, they grow up all too soon. So let them be little, 'cause they're only that way for a while.
That song gives me a lump in my throat.
Give them hope, give them praise, yes. Give them love every day.
Great advice.
Let them cry.
Especially for you young parents. This is an old parent. It goes quick, I'll tell you. Oh, my gosh. Since I called Todd Daddy Todd earlier and brought him back to the days when his daughter was young, I thought I would do the same with a little... who sings that again?
Billy Dean.
Billy Dean, Let Them Be Little. Great song. Great song. Ooh.
Great guy, too.
Yeah.
Played in a softball tournament with him one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're Gonna Miss This makes me think of that, too.
All right.
Love that one.
Chris Atkins, yeah.
Absolutely. Brought to you today by MyPillow, ladies and gentlemen. And our friend Mike Lindell just did an incredible thing. He called and said, what's the address for NDSU? Like, well, what are you trying to do? I want to send every one of those players that are going to the White House a football. Football. They have those. Hey, Pillow. So he is...
Really?
Yeah, not something.
Nice.
He's just amazing. Yeah. So I think they're working out how to do it. So anyway, pretty incredible, but we're looking forward to that, too. We'll have live coverage for you from the White House. It's coming up March 4th of the NDSU National Champion Bison being honored. We're brought to you today by MyPillow. The Dream Sheets are the real deal, folks. They look good. They feel great. We have them in our house. We love them. You go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. You'll get 30% off plus free shipping. They have a zillion colors to choose from, too. But I'm telling you, the first time I got in there, I said, oh, you did it again. These are just incredible. 30% off, free shipping. Use promo code SCOTT, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Let's go to Joe. Where are you calling from, Joe?
Jill, yes, hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, Manitoba, what's on your mind today?
Well, what has been on my mind in listening to your talk show, I was thinking about what has been said, and you were saying also about Jesse Smollett and the whole case of him lying or presumed to have lied and costing taxpayers so much money. And as you listen to the supervisor from Chicago, the police officer, just the disappointment and so on that he described, came to mind that Hillary Clinton has put our, well, the country of the United States through that much and more, presenting false evidence and having to investigate stuff that they're lies and costing billions of dollars, and time and lots of issues that have come about from it. It's just, there needs to be a huge consequence to those individuals who basically cry fire in a theater or whatever, that, you know, that there should be a large consequence to those that do that.
Wow. Well said. I never connected those dots, I'll tell you, but you know, a good point. We just, you know, take that for what it is, because, you know, it's the same old stuff. They've been pulling for how long? It is mind-boggling, and I'm telling you, I know that a lot of this audience pays attention to this stuff, knows it chapter and verse, knows the facts, gets it. But sadly, I think a vast majority of people, they I don't know, freeze up when you start talking about Hillary, or you start talking about Trump and the Mueller investigation, everything else. But in a nutshell, taxpayer-funded law enforcement officials were trying to stop Donald Trump from getting elected.
Right.
And once elected, in a very corrupt fashion, prompted this investigation through fake dossiers that were paid for by Hillary and the Democrats, and were pure lies about Trump. Meanwhile, she's getting by with bleaching servers and, you know, all of the games with the email and everything else, and, as you say, obstructing justice and getting by with it. It's you can't make it up. It just, ladies and gentlemen, can be explained in one word: swamp.
Right. I'm sorry, but the other thing I was thinking about was Helen, the goat lady, and her comment about we just don't need walls, they'll come in anyway. Well, that's never stopped a bank from building safety nets and secure areas the best possible in order to keep our money safe. Why wouldn't we want to keep the people in the United States safe?
Yeah, for anybody that missed that, Ellen Radner, Fox News contributor, basically saying, oh, you don't need to build walls because they're going to tunnel under them anyway. I should have used your line, Joe. Well, what about banks? They don't tunnel under banks. Not to mention, liberals like that, I'll just be honest, they want more voters. They want open borders, and she does. You know, they don't care.
Right.
So they think walls are a waste of money.
The fact is they do try and tunnel under banks. I mean, that just happened in Florida recently where they were attempting to tunnel under that bank. The fact is we continue to work at trying building safer and stronger fortresses to stop illegal stuff from happening. And we don't just not do it. Because the fact is that people are going to try and rob a bank. Well, that's ridiculous to think. And so her premise is just totally ridiculous. And the other thing is I loved your discussion about when we're conservatives, we should continue to be conservative, not just when the money is low. We should do it when the money's coming in, streaming in. We should still be conservative, because it's the right thing to do. It's wrong, evil, you know, money corrupts, right? And so we need to not allow that to tempt us to do, you know, wrong things just because.
Yeah, great points, Joe. Great points. A lot of wisdom in this call from Winnipeg today. Thank you very much. And I just hope the legislators take that in the spirit in which it's meant, and that is look in the mirror during crossover, look in your heart of hearts, ask yourself if you are voting as a Republican, and what the Republican Party principles were founded on, and what North Dakotans want, and that is conservative rule. Are you a true fiscal conservative? If so, then you vote your conscience. That's a good point. Daryl wants to talk about ag. Daryl and Reeder, Fuller and Mapleton, Chad and Fargo on deck. What's up, Daryl? You're next, and what's on your mind?
Good morning. I got a comment about a couple comments about what's the problem with the ag industry and the financial headaches they got. There was an article in the USA Today paper, actually a website yesterday, about how the price of milk has fell 40% over 4 years. Yet no milk prices have dropped in the supermarkets, nor have the cheese prices. In southwest North Dakota, you got 5 John Deere dealerships up until last year that were all owned by one outfit. And last year, an outfit from Williston bought them all up. So now you got 6 dealerships for John Deere equipment that's in western North Dakota, all owned by one outfit. You can't get any kind of a bargain if you go to buy from John Deere in southwest North Dakota because you're facing a monopoly, just like you have a monopoly in all other aspects of the ag industry. Why is it that a good loaf of bread costs $3.50 and the farmer only gets $5 for a bushel of wheat? I would ask that you dedicate at least 15 minutes a week and start digging into specific aspects or parts of the ag industry and start playing some real hardball and start playing hardball with the congressmen, your senators and your representatives, which the listeners are so fortunate that you are able to have them on.
Yeah, and of course, anything you want to ask them anytime, you know, I mean, we have a taped interview.
Do it.
Well, I'm happy to, but I don't live where you live. I don't do what you do.
Ask them, why is it wheat's $5 a bushel and a loaf of bread is $3.50? Is there not a monopoly situation here?
I will. My gut reaction to your comment is that, you know, it's not that simple. It's not as easy as that. I also think that, Daryl, that, free markets are free markets, you know. So if I don't know what your solution would be to, you know, is it going to mandate you can't have a John Deere dealership closer than 30 miles? That sounds like Venezuela. You know, I just think you got to have a free market. And quite honestly, competition day, you can buy a tractor from anybody. And I recognize you need somebody to fix it. And, you know, that may be a challenge. But I don't think it's, you know, I'm more interested in the big picture of, okay, the markets, the competitors that we face globally, are we doing enough in the United States of America to understand how important our ag industry is to our survival? Our survival. Life and death. The big picture. I hear you where questions need to be asked. We'll ask them, and I hope you do too. Mapleton, North Dakota. Not far from the farmstead of my friend, Mark Andrews, great senator from North Dakota from a few years back. Fuller, how are you?
3 miles down the road.
Yes, I haven't seen him in a while, but what a beauty.
Yep, very good. That's not a bad segue here. My question is, this subject of the family farm, local community, and the social fabric of rural North Dakota and America kind of all blends together. I've had a rather interesting discourse with our friend Jeff Kolpak regarding this on his North Dakota Tough. And my definition, I guess, of a family farm would be one that requires the 100% involvement of all family members. Certainly today's mega farms are owned by families, but as McMartin up at St. Thomas kind of got away from him because he forgot about his family. But these local communities are now nothing more than a collection of zip code. We've got a bunch of people living in reasonable proximity, but they have no involvement with or much concern for the neighbor like we used to. And I know you can't mandate the size of an operation, but it has had an effect on it.
All right, Fuller, we're going to ask others if they agree with that. By the way, you can weigh in on that. I'm up against the break, but I appreciate your call. Let's keep the conversation going on all these things, folks. I really honestly appreciate doing that. We did one whole show one day on what constitutes a family farm. So, Chad Fargo, you're next. Don't go away.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No good country song starts without the word truck in the first sentence, right? It's just got to be there. Get it going. Yes, in that truck. We're back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Scott Hannon here. Send me your suggested bumper songs by text today, and I'll pick out one of you to win a free MyPillow. How about that?
How's that?
Yeah. We're working on some new bumper music. Kev's on it. You send us what you'd like included, all right? And remember, now, what bumper music is designed to sort of like, is kind of pump you up a little bit. It can't be too sleepy. We did do the Let Them Be Little earlier, but that was kind of on the border. That's a good story. But just a little bit of tempo to it, whether you know, country, rock, pop, I don't care, whatever you like. Your favorite bumper music, to win a free MyPillow. How about this? And you know what? I'll do this. I'll deliver the MyPillow. I can't promise you when, but I'm all over.
Why did you open a can of worms right there?
North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. I'll personally deliver it. I'll bring the little What's
Crazy
on Your Mind mobile.
Crazy Bob's going to call in right now. You watch.
Yeah.
You got to go all the way to West Hope with it then.
I've been there many times. I don't mind going back.
Okay. I'm just saying. Just be ready. That's all.
I'll time it for a little trip up to Lake Metagoshi. I'll be loving life.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right. I'm going to be loving life tonight at the Bulldog Tap, Todd. I'm thinking you ought to... meander east, because we're going to be there giving away a trip to Florida. Can't make it up. And, you know, when we give away a trip, we give away a trip. See, this is sunny Florida, 7 days. It is airfare for two, South Sea Islands Resort accommodations, car rental, ground transportation, tickets for, are you ready, 3 spring training games for the Minnesota Twins. Even have a little spending cash in there. So, anyway, there's a great new product out there called North Dakota Sweet Crude. I don't know if you've seen it on shelves, but it's a liqueur. I feel really important when I say that. Kind of a regal, royal liqueur.
Delish.
Yeah. Anyway, be sampling that at the Bulldog Tap. 4265 45th Street, south of Fargo. I'll bring a bipillow there, too. And if you come up and say, hey, I heard you on What's on Your Mind Today, I'll give you one. And you don't even have to tell me a bumper song. So the bumper song suggestions can go to Todd or to me, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-367-2054 for Todd, 226-8503. Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Good show. I got a one question. Sweet Crude, where is it distilled in? Is it distilled in Fargo or?
I believe so. Yeah,
yep.
It's a local product.
Yep, right here in Fargo, yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, Bernie Sanders says he wants to give free education that, you know, if the colleges were more efficient, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea. But here's the problem. Most of the universities in that are very bloated. They need to go be privatized. And when they privatize them, therefore, they could probably get more leader on their budget. When we're giving away free education to, your foreigners and stuff like that, well, bottom line, kids are local are getting screwed because the bottom line, they don't qualify. I think if they would privatize a lot of our colleges and universities and basically get them back to teaching what kids can get a job from instead of getting their ideas of what the professor wants to teach on his own ideas, we get back to the basics.
Does Bernie scare you?
He scares the heck out of me, yeah.
Yeah, me too. And they're all trying to out-radical each other now with this stuff too, so I couldn't agree anymore, but I think in the end, Trump's reelection prospects get better every day with the economy. It's really, really good. I promised I'd play you something Senator Hoeven said regarding, getting answers for farmers. And I asked him, I just said, you got a lot of colleagues that don't know a farm from a football. So how do you convince them how important this is? And what do we do with a very challenging time? Here's what he said. I'm playing that here. Kevin, turn it up for me, please.
Fair access to markets. I mean, what the administration is trying to do is what we need to do in terms of getting access to those markets so we don't have trade barriers, so we can export, our livestock products and our crop products into these places like China, the Pacific Rim, globally, European Union. If we're given a fair shot, our farmers and ranchers outcompete everybody every day. I mean, the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world. So that really is the key to getting higher prices. Now, in the meantime, we have to help them through. You know, the administration stepped up with a market facilitation payment at our ag roundtable today. I don't know how many times people said, boy, that really helped. That was an important shot in the arm. Same thing with the countercyclical safety net, the crop insurance, and some of these other programs. Those help our farmers in tough times, be it due to low prices or tough weather conditions. But overall, the secret are these markets. That's what we have to have. Well, it's about having access to markets. Our guys can compete, no problem, if they're given a fair shake.
That's the answer, he says. Jeff in Fargo did a little research on the price of bread. What do you got for me, Jeff?
Well, I've been a bread man for 15 years, and before that I worked at a grain processing facility. And to say you're frustrated about the $5 for a bushel compared to $3 loaf of bread, awful lot goes into that $3 loaf of bread, and a lot of people along the way make money doing it. You have the processor, you have the cleaner, you have the miller, you have the bakers, and you have transportation. So it's like saying, why can I buy a ton of steel for $1,000, but my pickup's $45,000? It just doesn't compare.
Yeah, I those analogies always worry me a little bit because there's just so much to unpack there, and you're exactly right. I don't think that means the farmer's getting ripped off. The farmer's a very important chink in that armor and link in that chain, but nonetheless, a lot has to go after the farmer to get it to market and get it on somebody's table. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it very much.
Well, and I respect the farmers, so.
No, I hear you. We all do, no question about it. But let's get to the nub of the real issues there, you know. Text in your bumper songs, by the way, 367-2054. Some folks are calling. Kevin Kramer next.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant is one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increase home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small-town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.